Common Council members sitting on the Finance Committee are hearing different numbers for a budget deficit closing out fiscal 2017-2018. Buffalo's Soft Control Board projects a $16.7 million unfunded deficit. Lawmakers say the mayor's office projects it closer to $12 million, assuming some parking fines and other revenues. But Councilmember Darius Pridgen adds that the comptroller's office has hinted of a gap closer to $30 million. He tells WBFO the mayor's office and controller's office are in dialogue, and Pridgen says that's encouraging because lawmakers want to know how each office has come up with their numbers.
We approved the mayor's budget, which is a very tight and conservative budget. However, it does not mean that we just say yes and don't watch, and we don't watch right now. You know, this city has had a slight tax increase. There are other fees that are being placed to balance the budget. So at the end of the day, like any household that is responsible with its finances, you want to make sure there's a little bit money there for a rainy day.
Councilmember Richard Fontana chairs the Finance Committee and says they'd like to hear more from the Soft Control Board from time to time, but they don't want it raised to a hard board. It freezes wages, he says, puts the city behind the times, and that, he adds, does not look good for business. There's a concern about the city's use of cash reserves in its budgeting.
And the city has used those reserves in the past decade now, essentially, roughly. And those reserves are now gone. Your expenses are rising. Your reserves are flat, gone. And your expenses still continue to rise. So there's only so much you can do for the revenue side at this point. So that's when a control board could potentially come in and say, look, we're going to freeze your expenses on payroll, let you get caught up, and then go from there.
Fontana says looking ahead to fiscal year 2018-2019, which begins July 1st, the city already faces a $17 million gap from money budgeted from casino payments by the Senecas. Those dollars, of course, remain in limbo as the Senecas and State of New York await arbitration over the casino compact payment. Fontana is also concerned about the use of real estate revenues in the budget, one-shots that he says are never a good idea for forming spending plans. Michael Mosiak, WB.